Welcome back to our coverage of the 2017 Jules Donegal International Rally. The leading cars have come through second run round Gary Gort, and the quickest man in there is the rally leader, Donal Kelly, with his navigator, Conor Foley, fastest once again in that Focus WRC. They were just under a second slower than their fastest time in Gary Gort this morning, 5 minutes. 14.5 was the time there for Donal Kelly. He has increased his advantage once again at the head of the field to just over 19 seconds from the defending champions Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett. One of the other big stories coming out of that Gary Gort stage, Sam Moffat. He's been off the pace with Alistair Fisher this morning. Oh, my God, did he bounce back in Gary Gort. He was just 0.3 of a second slower than Donal Kelly's time. The time for Sam Moffat, 5.14.8, a phenomenal time in the R5 Fiesta, just 0.3 of a second slower than the WRC of Donal Kelly. Let's look at the other times. Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, 5 minutes 15.6, 1.1 seconds slower than Donal Kelly. Former winners Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, a few seconds off the pace, 5 minutes 17.4 there. On to that R5 battle, as we told you about Sam Moffat, fifth overall is Sam. He's closing down on Alistair Fisher, who is on fourth. Fisher's time was nearly, 4.5 seconds slower, 5.19.3 was the time for Fisher. We were impressed with his time when he came off the stage. We were even more impressed when we seen that of Sam Moffat's. While Josh Moffat's 5 minute 20.1 was the time for Josh. As we see it then unofficially, as they head to Knockalla, Donal Kelly and Conor Foley lead by 19.3 from last year's winners, Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett. The second super in the top three is Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy. They're 22.5 adrift in third place. Alistair Fisher is in fourth, but Sam Moffat has now closed that gap to 9.1, and Josh Moffat sits in sixth position, just under half a minute down on Sam. Now, we haven't got all the national times for you from Stage 9, the reason being Kevin Gallagher, Declan Gallagher and Gary McPhillips are running a bit further down the road because they were held up in Kevin Eves and William Lynch's accident in Knockalla the first time around, where they spun out of the event and got stuck in a ditch. They were held up due to that incident, and going into service, they were running a bit late, and they were given a later time coming out of service, and that means they're running later on the road as well. So we couldn't get the times of Kevin Gallagher, Declan Gallagher and Gary McPhillips. We do know that Damien Gallagher was quick. 5 minutes 30.7 for Damien Gallagher, just under 3 seconds quicker than his fastest time over Gary Gort. There's a big battle further on down going between Loughran, Pringle and Hetherington. Loughran is sitting 5 minutes 33.2. Pringle, 5 minutes 35.2. Hetherington, 5 minutes 35.6. So really just a couple of seconds in it as those crews battled out for 5th, 6th and 7th with Loughran, Pringle and Hetherington in that order. And if I'm doing my maths, just thinking as I'm talking, Pringle has now dropped to 8.3 behind Loughran, and Hetherington is now 7.5 behind Pringle in 7. So that's the story there. We mentioned Phil Collins this morning that unfortunately looked as if his rally was over. He's back out under Rally 2 rules today. Good to see the former British champion competing on the roads in Donegal once again. But when we get the times of Kevin Gallagher, Declan Gallagher and Gary McPhillips, we'll let you know how that battle at the front in the national rally is standing. But at the head of the field in Gary Gort, Donal Kelly is leading by 19.3 seconds from Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy are in third position, 22.5 down. We're just dipping in to see what the difference is in the national rally. I can tell you now, the times, Kevin Gallagher, 5 minutes 25.5 in Gary Gort. Kevin Gallagher was over 3 seconds faster the second time round. As for Declan Gallagher, the Milkman, 5.32.2. He's also gone 7 seconds quicker than the first time round. Gary McPhillips, 5.31.2. These times are just coming to us now. It means Damien Gallagher's and Mac Walsh's lead in the national rally is down to just 3.6 seconds with Knockalla to come. Kevin Gallagher and Jerry Callan are in second position. Then we've got Declan Gallagher, the Milkman in the starlet, a further 10.3 adrift in third, 13.9 behind Damien Gallagher. Gary McPhillips remains in fourth position. He sits just 0.7 behind the Milkman. It's going to be interesting to see where that sits after Knockalla. And then Ryan Loughran is in fifth position, and Ryan is sitting 10.8 behind McPhillips, followed by Pringle, Hetherington, Vivian Hamill and Frank Kelly. That is the top nine, with Barry McLaughlin just inside the top 10 as well. So that's where it's at on the National after nine stages. Again at the front, Donna Kelly continues to lead. Conor Foley's calling the notes. The Ford Focus in this international rally continues to dominate. They now lead by 19.3 from Manus Kelly and Donal Byrd. We'll be back to you after the 2 o'clock news at the start of the sport from the end of Knockalla as we continue our coverage of the 2017 Jewel Donegal International Rally in association with the Pulse venue. And of course, Inishowen Motors are keeping us out and about in the Kia as well. Back to the studio.
Live coverage from day two of the Donegal International Rally comes to you in association with Pulse venue Letterkenny, with the excellent Whistling Donkeys live at the rally closing party this Sunday night.